pay. We are operating under that, under those ordinances. Those ordinances are 3.40 in our code book. By giving that full authority to them to negotiate contracts, do all that, hire people and do the rest of that, we're overstepping our own ordinances. In a sense that we are not following the proper procedure of what we're doing. This letter will clarify some of that by going to SEPA and asking them to go back and send a letter to Thomas Bay. You're still operating under the idea that you have a Thomas Bay Power Commission, which this contract is under, and that was what I was trying to get clarified before. I have never argued the fact that SEPA doesn't have any rights in this. SEPA has the right to hire for maintenance and control anybody they feel that they want to do. But they have rules and procedure under that that allowed them to give notice to Thomas Bay, and there's a period of transition of 1 year. And that, we've kind of going along with that right now in our budget, and that's the problem with some of this stuff before, is where we got into ordinances and things that put the cart before the horse. And if we're doing this, I won't object, I'm not going to object to the letter at all that's going forward to SEPA to request back to Thomas Bay that they are no longer using their services. That's part of the proper procedure. And the reason I say that is I don't want to see us get into problems with unions and the rest of that, because that's part of the whole thing that needs to be ironed out and figure out what those procedures will be. And that's part of what Jeff was doing, was trying to figure out some of those things. But you got to go back to the ordinances. The main people that have to be done, that we did not do away with, is Thomas Bay. Those contracts that are held with Thomas Bay, they are the authorities that both communities gave the authority to, and that's where the ball has got to roll back to. I don't object to the idea that you send a letter requesting SEPA that they want to take it over. That's the community's wishes, if that's what the community's wishes are, but we need to step back and let this thing go, and then they need to make their proper moves at SEPA. And that's all I've ever asked for, is that we follow the rules and accomplish whatever the communities wish that they need to do. And right now, I see no objection to the letter that we're writing to them. What I do object to is under there is under our ordinance, we're stating the fact that we're going to give some of our money back to SEPA as part of our agreement, but that was actually money that goes back to Thomas Bay. That's part of their works and their money. So I think we need to have some kind of sit down with somebody, Thomas Bay does, because that money should have went back to Thomas Bay. That's where it comes from. That's the entity that controls it. That's the entity that everybody's supposed to be dealing with. And I can understand that you can do that. The only other way you could have done that is you would have had to eliminate section 3.40, change your ordinances and do away with your ordinances, and then you can proceed. And that was the legal question I was trying to get at when I asked for legal advice. And we didn't get it. But proceeding forward, that's what we have to do. We need to follow the rules that were set down. And those are the rules. I don't see any objection to the way they're going, but we need to take advice. And as president of Thomas Bay, I need to bring that out. And that's what part of our discussions were. So thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, James.
Well, a couple of things. In the discussion of how to move forward, you know, how to best move forward here with this transition between Thomas Bay and SEPA, you know, we've discussed the issue of the difference between the Thomas Bay Power Authority and the Thomas Bay Power Commission. and that even in the transfer of the authority employees to SEPA, that the commission would remain but be sort of put on ice. That's kind of the idea that people centered around between Wrangell and Petersburg kind of agreed on that in case there was a need for such a body in the future. Why, you know, change all the ordinances and the code? Why not just put it on ice in case we need it in the future? So, and, you know, that's why we didn't do that. And then I also wanted to point out that this letter says, at this time, we jointly request that SEPA review the attached resolutions and provide a written proposal back to the two communities under what terms SEPA would accept this transfer. Are you requesting that SEPA also respond to Thomas Bay? I assume that they would be... I assume that they would be talking with Thomas Bay and their employees, but do you want that specifically spelled out?
I really don't think it has to be spelled out. The contract is held with Thomas Bay Power Authority, which Thomas Bay Commission runs. And there's no communications with Thomas Bay. I agree with what you're, if you're going to go down this road, that's why I don't object to the letter. That's the decision by SEPA. They have that right, they can do that right. The thing that you got to accomplish here is a smooth transition. And to do that, you've got to get the later scene, that's what they're going to do, and then you start the transition. They're going to bring their people in, they're going to figure out what they're going to do. But you got to remember, you're eliminating contracts that are not held with the borough, they're held with Thomas Bay. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're muddling the scene here a little bit by a lot of the stuff over the head, but we still got to address the fact that Thomas Bay isn't formed by ordinances, both communities. Is run there. It gives them the power of all the transactions, all the actions and payments and the rest of that stuff. So that entity has to be dealt with in the proper way according to the contracts. With Tom, SEPA has the right to contact us, tell us that they no longer need our services. If it was to happen tomorrow with a letter, that would go to July 1st. And July 1st, you have 1 year to transition. That's the peaceful way you need to do things, so that they understand their books, people can get old, and they can move their people to whatever they're going to do. Keep the people they're not, get rid of the people they don't want, whatever they're going to do. That's up to them. That's all that I can see that, you know, that they're asking. And the question that we brought up before was the funding. We've taken care of the funding part, because the cart was getting in front of the horse here. We're doing things without allowing the funding and stuff to get done. Now we've back to the communities agreeing that they'll take care of the funding until the transition takes forward. But we still need that commitment from SEPA's board to tell us that's what they want, and that's what your letter's going to do. Send it to them and say, hey, our communities are interested in not using Thomas Bay and going forward. But you got to get that back, letter back.
I understand what James is saying, and the tricky part is if the communities took ordinance action that eliminated Thomas Bay Power Authority, or the commission. If they did that, at that point there would not be an entity to have a contract with, because the cities they created Thomas Bay by ordinance, and is that correct?
That's right.
And so they would have the authority to undo that. We would need to check with an attorney. The tricky part is if we pass that ordinance at the next meeting, Thomas Bay goes away, the contract goes, we don't have anything, then you don't have SEPA run it, you don't have Thomas Bay run it. So. It's a timing thing that you almost have to do kind of all of it at the same time. SEPA has to be in a position to take it over, that the communities could look at passing ordinances that would deal with that. And it's a it's an attorney question, how that, how all that would, I guess if you had a magic date, you could say this ordinance will be effective on July 1 or whatever the date you think that SEPA, but I think we need to get back from SEPA first, what they're able to do, see if we even agree with it, and when they think they could make this happen. I know they're talking to the union, they're looking at some of those issues, but I certainly know that Petersburg isn't going to fund this for a long-term period. So that's the other thing. If you don't fund it, where are you then? You can't, if you don't have a budget to pay people, you can't do that. So it's kind of a timing thing, and I think, and maybe the ordinance, maybe we need to, go ahead.
Because that,
this, got a question on that. Would it require an ordinance, or could it be done by resolution?
It has to be an ordinance.
To do away with Thomas Bay Power Commission?
Mm-hmm.
Then it would require an ordinance, because it was passed by ordinance.
Okay. Okay.
And you don't want to get into that, because then you've got no place to do that. That's the same question that I brought forward to the council. If you don't fund it, the door's closed. If the door's closed, the union stops anything from transaction and going forward. So then all of a sudden you're going to appeal on diesels.
Well,
he's shaking his head, but I'm not the expert on this stuff, but there is rules and regulations and unions and stuff that we're involved with. The letter should come back, the transaction should come back, meet with the people, and figure it out. That's kind of what you've led to Jeff and stuff, and that's just, if that goes to Jeff, then that's Jeff talking to SEPA and Thomas B. and getting a smooth transition, if that's the direction you're going.
That's
whole
idea.
That's what everybody's working for.
But I think the letter will start
the
us
ball.
In the right direction. SEPA, part of what they need to bring back to us is they need to deal with, talk to the union, how can we move from here to here, and any other questions we have. So when they get back and say, this is what we can do and it's something we agree with, they might come back, and although I think Trey has pretty much agreed to most of the items on the resolution because he was here the night that I believe it was passed, so if they're agreeable to that and he's talked to the union and they've resolved, you know, whatever issues they have there, and that can transfer smoothly, and then the SEPA board, if they want to do this and approve that, you know, I think at that point you could put a magic date ahead, whether it's July 1 or some time in the future, and at that point, you know, look at the ordinance change so that all that happens on the same, you could pass an ordinance that would say, you know, this is to become effective on July 1 or September 1 or wherever it is that, whenever the date is that SEPA takes over. But, and just one other thing on the, just kind of the reason it was put in here, and the original resolution, the money coming back from ARECA to SEPA in the $259,000, you know, I think the argument for giving it to SEPA is the TIE employees created the unfunded liability. That's why there is an unfunded liability, and that's the amount for those employees. So to me, it's an obligation of TIE to, if they have the money, Tom Spey, to assist in paying that. They're going to pay about one-third of the total unfunded liability expense, and SEPA is going to pick up the rest of it. So to me, the expense was incurred by the Thomas Bay Power employees over a long period of time, and that this refund is for a different reason, but it's money that TIE has coming in. So I guess I don't see it as it's Thomas Bay's money, it is, but it's also, there's an unfunded liability that's out there that is reasonable to pay a portion of it if you have some extra money that you really didn't plan on. So I think that's why it was originally put in there, and so anyway, that's kind of the reason, I guess.
In my feeling on that, and the board, Thomas Bay Board felt that the rebate money should go back to them. That's rebate money, it should go back to them. And that can be a point of discussion, but the fact that they wanted to, that would have been seed money, is if you're going to keep the Thomas Bay Park Commission together, that gives them a part of their budget back to operate. Otherwise, it completely goes away. Because that money was spent out to them, and that's a rebate to Thomas Bay, not to the other stuff. So the board felt that the rebate should go to them. And then we're making proposals out from them. You got to remember, this is still Thomas Bay.
Yes.
So I believe it's in the resolution that Thomas Bay Park Commission would be put on ice. It wouldn't be have a bank account of $250,000 and still be operating.
Thomas Bay Power Authority.
Thomas Bay Power Commission. If it's not in there, we had that discussion about what to do with the commission and should we disband it or what will happen with it. And that's what both Wrangell and Petersburg had agreed on.
See any reason to have a budget of $250,000 if they're on ice?
The reason I bring that up is both Petersburg and Wrangell, the Thomas Bay Power Commission, both and the communities expressed the wish to keep it going. That's why I'm saying that.
I'm curious. The question I have is, going forward in this negotiation and the smooth transition, will we have Thomas Bay's full cooperation?
I don't see they have any choice. You're trying to put the cart before the horse. That question's got to go to SEPA. SEPA's got to make that decision. You're making the proposal to SEPA to take it over. If SEPA's board says no, you're back here again. I don't see that happening. But then that puts them on route to do what the contracts and the rest of that say. Deal with Thomas Bay, give your time for transition, do the transition. No big deal. It's all smooth. I don't see what the problem is. You're eliminating Thomas Bay.
That's not what I was getting at. SEPA is going to go and figure out what they can do and then come back to us and say, here's a plan. Is it acceptable? We will say either it is or it isn't, or it's acceptable if you change this X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is while SEPA is doing that, will Thomas Bay cooperate with them? In other words, if they need information about a contract or an employee or how to make something a transition smooth, will they have an open and free communication with Thomas Bay Commission and Authority?
I don't see where there's any problem there.
I'm glad to hear.
Communications coming back to them has been different, but the communications to SEPA has always been wide open. Anything they want, they get. At least as far as I know. I haven't been the president very long, but as far as I know, it's been open.
There was a couple of things that can't they refused to get.
It's basically open.
Hold on. Can the resolution, our resolution, 4th paragraph, whereas Wrangell recognizes that many contributions of the TBA has been made over the years, the bond it has helped create between Petersburg and Wrangell, and believes that TPPA should go into inactive state rather than eliminate it. That should be TPBC.
Oh, the commission, yeah.
Right.
We need to have that changed.
Well, that was the intent.
But that's where it needs to be changed, so it really is in there in the writing that they are going to inactive.
Which one do we have?
Well, we could sit here and discuss this backwards and forwards. The issue before us is the letter.
The letter needs to go.
And there's been a motion on the floor. And unless someone has something really important to say, let's move on to it. Roll, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And McCloskey?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
You're still here. Item 14, attorney's file. We have none. 15, executive session. We have no executive session. And item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn this meeting at 8:20 p.m.
Mm-hmm.